Welcome to the world of Conspiracy Me. I'm Ethan Bridges, your host and guide along the multifaceted conspiracy theory iceberg. Follow the white rabbit down the rabbit hole, and don't lose your head along the way. Be careful, and don't say I didn't warn you. In 1982, Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine created one of the most loved musicals of all time that starred Bernadette Peters and Mandy Patinkin. The story of Sunday in the Park with George is definitely a must-see, about the perfectionist painter George Seurat. Part of the lyrics that Sondheim created goes as follows. You have a vision to see. Sometimes seeing is believing, but trying to see the content warning may need some interpretation. I see you sitting back and getting lost in this episode, so be careful and don't say I didn't warn you. Let us travel back to the 16th century France. A young man began to have visions. Visions of silver birds flying into tall towers, a great fire collapsing an entire city, the complete destruction of two major cities, the rise and fall of great but terrible leaders, and the list of these foretellings goes on and on. This man, whom many may know, is Nostradamus, the French astrologer and prophet. Born on either the 14th or 21st of December, 1503, Michel de Nostradam came into this world, but he never foresaw what or who he'd become. When he was 14, Nostradamus began studying at the University of Avignon. Soon, the Black Plague encompassed Europe and forced the young prophet to leave Avignon. He soon learned a method of chemistry known as apothecary when he entered the University of Montpellier. He was expelled in 1529 for blaming other doctors of mistreatment of their patients. After the expulsion, he continued his work in medicine making by trying to create a cure for the plague called the rose pill. Nostradamus married his wife in 1531. The couple had two children, but by 1534, the wife and children had succumbed to the plague. Still, he worked diligently on a cure for such a terrible sickness that created strange lumps on the skin. The occult soon became a specific interest for him. The idea of foretelling the future seemed too hard to believe, yet this is truly what he would be known for in history. He wrote an almanac in 1550. And Latinized his name from Nostradamus to Nostradamus. Many of his colleagues encouraged him to continue to write an almanac annually. In these almanacs, Nostradamus wrote 6,338 prophecies, and soon his readers were asking for horoscopes and asked him for him to use his psychic powers. He would supply birth charts, but most of these were full of nonsense. Soon Nostradamus began his magnum opus, Les Prophéties, or The Prophecies, a collection of undated prophecies. He had mixed reviews when the book was published. Many thought he was possessed by a demon. Some thought he was a fake and exploited naive people. Some thought he was touched by a mental illness. But many of those in power thought he was onto something. But what could that something be? Queen Catherine de Medici, the wife of King Henri II of France, enjoyed his prophecies. But in 1555, after reading one part of his almanac, she called him to court because a vision that he had had claimed that there was a threat to the royal family. According to Catherine, he was a wizard extraordinaire. After a brief intermission, I'll dive deeper into these so-called prophecies, just to see how they got to be on the conspiracy theory iceberg. Look to the future.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And we've brought you a show all about the occult.
We're talking different lores and mythology.
Yes, creature features, cryptids, aliens, you name it, we'll cover it.
Conspiracy theories.
Absolutely.
And pagan holidays and
100%.
Practices.
All eight of them. Yes.
Spiritual living, you name it.
That's right. We've got it for you. So if you want, come sit with us for a spell and let us make you laugh.
We are Witches Talking Tarot.
Thanks, everybody.
Beyond the Rainbow Podcast, aka Rainbow Crimes, is a show about crimes committed by and against the LGBTQ+ community. Join host CJ for an array of true crime stories from all over the world, especially lesser-known cases. Remember, it's not a crime to be gay. Unless you are a murderer. Beyond the Rainbow Podcast is part of the Darkcast Network. Darkcast's main goal is to recognize indie podcasts for their hard work and content. Darkcast Network strives to showcase, promote, and help indie podcasts that are related to true crime, conspiracy theories, the paranormal, and other obscure topics. You can visit their website at darkcastnetwork.wixsite.com/indie to see the plethora of podcasts the network has to offer. If one were to know the events of the future, would you really want to know beforehand of things to come only to be prepared for the unfortunate events? Or would you want to be the ignorance is bliss by being oblivious to your surroundings? Sometimes I find that the latter would make life so much easier to go through. But c'est la vie. Over the years, centuries in fact, people have read Nostradamus' prophecies and drew similarities between them. He talked of plagues, earthquakes that shattered society, wars and conflicts between brother nations, floods, invasions, albeit British or not, murders and assassinations, droughts, monsoons, battles, everything there without a particular date that could be interpreted as truth as long as one sees it that way. One theory Nostradamus kept claiming was the constant fear of Europe being invaded by a different Muslim nation. A Christian moral panic brought about during the Crusades, a series of religious attacks between Christian and Muslim nations, each believing that they were the owners of a particularly holy piece of real estate, which all eight occurred between 1096 to 1291. Well before Nostradamus was even thought to be conceived. This moral panic brought around the idea of the Antichrist, which has always been a constant theme with the end of days. These end-of-the-world claims were not new to people of France in the mid-1500s. Infamous explorer Christopher Columbus also had many claims of the end of the time when he traveled to the American Indies, but each theory is always open to interpretation. Now, not to say that he was not wrong, but having open-ended statements could be internalized differently for each and every individual. But it is hard to disagree with the fact that a dateless prophecy about the burning of London or the French revolutions, the rise of strong military and political leaders like Napoleon Bonaparte and Adolf Hitler, who attempted genocide, both world wars and possibly more to come, the destruction of two great cities by great balls of light is reminiscent to Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the eventual Apollo moon landing, the horrific explosion of a skybird known to many who watched it disintegrate out of the sky like the Challenger, the tragic death of the people's princess, Diana, Princess of Wales, the two silver birds crashing into the two tall towers, as in the tragedy of 9/11 and the terroristic attacks on the World Trade Centers in 2001. The man even predicted his own death and exhumation down to the date and time. But not everyone believes he could tell the future. Many claim that his texts are open-ended, which I would buy that argument. You could take any prediction Nostradamus made and place it anywhere within your own timeline and it would fit, like a glove. One of such skeptics is famed skeptic James Randi. Randi had a television show of sorts that would prove that people did not have telepathic, telekinetic, or voyeuristic powers. But if you were to prove Randi wrong, completely televised with no tricks, you would have turned a skeptic into a believer and won $10,000. Randi claimed that Nostradamus could only see into the future because he used a process known as retroactive clairvoyance, a post-diction. Many of Nostradamus's claims happened to be in the past, and who isn't to say that it couldn't happen again in the future? So whether you believe a dead man's claim that Y2K was going to be the end of the world, or that the Mayan calendar was correct and the world did end in 2012, just make sure you write it all down and publish it immediately. Sometimes history has a way of making itself known to repeat itself and take a bite out of our future selves. Thank you for listening to Conspiracy Me. Until next time, I'm your host, Ethan Bridges. Be careful and don't say I didn't warn you. This has been an Ebb and Flow production. To contact me, please email me at conspiracymepod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at conspiracymepod and give Conspiracy Me a review on Apple Podcast or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. For listener support, visit anchor.fm/conspiracy-me/support. And to view merchandise, please visit conspiracy-me.myspreadshop.com, where you can find a variety of shirts, accessories, stickers, and much more.